Now, there are no rules in the umbrella, so you can't sing as loud as you want to, clap as loud as you want to, or dance in the aisles. And the only rule, I believe they told me that there is that if you're going to lap dance, you have to know the person you're getting in the lap of. So that's the only rule I understand. Don't dance in somebody's lap that you don't know. And this song is a song, and I hope you'll all join in and sing along. It was written by my wonderful old friend and the late Kate Wolf. It's from my Other Voices, Other Moves album, and it's called Across the Great Divide.
Silence.
This is an anniversary tour for us. It is my last world tour. And so it's a great honor to have members of the Blue Moon Orchestra with us that haven't been with us for a while. And one of them, a very dear and special man who was playing music and making records with me since 1983. And he left us in 1990 to move back to his native Ireland to start a family, a lovely family that he has started. Please welcome back to the stage on the Seagull guitars, Mr. Philip Donnelly from Dublin, Ireland. This next song is a song that Philip and I recorded together in 1984, and it was the first hit for my friend Kathy Mattea, who over the years has had many hits with my songs in America, and always lends them grace and a beautiful voice. He sent this out not only to her this evening, but to Philip's wife Jessica, who is over from Ireland, and to all of you who have ever known, love her. For you at 16 years, he's alive and just nine. She ain't a woman out of shine. And maybe it was a sweet romance, and a dark blood dance, and it was the eye of the final night. And if it is dear, it's all as long. So they made it up in Abilene, we lost a child in Tennessee. Still that love survives. Cause it seems there's a little closer, there's a little closer. Thank you.
Yeah.
charity events to MTV, and it took them 10 years to become the overnight 14 million selling band that they have become now. We send this out to Darius because he took it to a whole new highway, from Jane Austen's little miniature blue roses to Nancy Griffith's South Texas little small blue flower called the bluebonnet, the Gulf Coast Bluebonnet. Please welcome Mr. the founder, actually, of the Crickets, along with Buddy, Mr. J. I. Allison. Some fellow that was another rock and roll innovator who never really made anything of himself, Elvis Presley. And in fact, Sonny said that when he was about 10 years old, he heard tell this little fellow had moved to town that could play all kinds of instruments. And Sonny wanted to meet him, and he just happened to look out his bedroom window one day, and here came this little guy pedaling on a bicycle without any hands playing a ukulele. Please welcome to this stage Mr. Glenn B. Harden on the keyboards. This song is from the Blue Roses from the Buds album. We just had more fun recording this album with the Crickets, and this is a song that was written by one of my favorite writers and gentlemen. Mr. Nick Lowe, and he co-wrote this with one of your greatest singers over here, Mr. Paul Keurig, and it's called I Live on a Battlefield. Thank you. And it was a television theme song for a show called The Mary Tyler Moore Show back in the 70s in the United States, and it is the most famous television theme song that America's ever had. It's kind of like everybody here knows EastEnders, da-da-da-da. Anyway, I actually think if you came to America and got there and went, oh, I forgot my passport, if you could just sing a few bars of this song, it'd let you in. The television series itself set an entire generation of American urban young women free. It said, it's okay, go for it. Whatever job that you thought that was only for men, you can do it. And if you want to have two or three boyfriends at the same time, as long as you don't call them by the same name, you're all right, you can do it. Just be real careful out there. It's a pleasure to have Sonny out here to sing it, because when that series ran, sometimes I would be going someplace or whatever, and I wouldn't be able to get through a whole episode, but I at least had to stay in the house at that television long enough to hear the sweet voice of Sonny Curtis sing Love Is All Around.
Who can turn the world on with a first smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? When the two girl and you should know, with each passing and every little move, she should win.
You've been in a civil war. You're living in a war. Anyway, we're going to do some old songs for you and some new songs. Of course, when we say new songs, we're talking mid-70s, so it's about as new as we get. Oh, I did. We've got a new album out on the Carlton label, and we have some of those people, so we'll have to do a couple of those songs for you. They're pretty new, I think, about last week. Anyway, we're going to do one for you now that J.I. Allison. He's the one on the drums over the Third Acre. They kind of got spread out, boys. I guess they wanted us to look like a bigger band. We wrote this in 1959 on the way to New York City to record an album called Big Style with the Crickets. We didn't know any songwriters. We were desperate for new songs, but didn't know any songwriters. And J.I. and I thought we'd just try our hand at writing. So we decided to write this. Whoa, 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 whoa. I love you more than I can see. I love you twice as much tomorrow. Oh, oh, love you more than I can see. Whoa, whoa, yeah. I miss you every single day. Why must my life be filled with sorrow?
I'm busy as a dancer for a girl in the back.
Sue. It's always been one of our favorites. So certainly hope y'all like it as well. It's called Every Day. He had to quit school and got on the road with us. Of course, he'd already spent two terms in the 10th grade. Truman's term and Eisenhower's term. Glenn D. Harden and I grew up together down in Atlanta, Texas. And he, he grew up and played with us for about 13 or 14 years. And then he went off and played 6 years with Elvis Presley. Jerry Allison, our drummer and founder. He still founders every night about midnight, as we all do. We love that stuff you got over here called bitter. You can't get that back at home. We got lots of lager, but we don't have any bitter. We love bitter. We've been told by our friend Phil Donnelly that in calories, a drinking a pint of bitters kind of like eating two pork chops. Last night, between us, we drank four hogs. But anyway, Jay, I started cricket with Buddy Holly, and those many years ago, 1956, I believe it was. And I know you probably can't tell by looking at me, but I come from that same period. And that's pretty well it. Can y'all think of anything I've left out? We'll let J.I. sing one then. This is an old Eddie Cochran song that we like to do called Summertime Blues. I'm Dawn. It's a song that Jay and I wrote, actually, one afternoon when we were sitting around on the ranch and not much happening. It goes on a lot these days, seems like that. Anyway, this is called I Got a Pass. I just came down to see the Buddy Holly story. I guess it don't matter none, but they told it wrong. So I'm gonna try to tell you what really happened. But it's gonna be tough to tell a story that long in a song. So I'll just try to stick a few of the high spots. There's so many low spots, I know you don't have the time. Remember they had a whole movie to tell their story. But all I got is a song, my story's got to be right. So here we go. We had a good country man and I played the fiddle. But he played the guitar and he used to play the banjo, son. We harmonized like Phil Monroe and the bluegrass chorus. Bob wore my hat and played the flat top with his gun. We played them joints and had a lot of fun with the women. We sweet dog, we played beer and played the chip sun. We got a picture in the paper with our eyes covered up. They said our music made the kids good sing. We were crazy back then, but the show had lots of fun. But then Elvis came along, and oh, but just loved him. But I couldn't tell where I'm going or where I'm coming from. But I stuck around in the circle and played like Scotty. Joe and me played the bass and they got a baby girl. Good old boys begin to make some noise around Texas. good old boy, and he had a good Christian soul. He never thought nobody down in his life. He loved us all, and he treated us right. And you know the levee ain't dry, and the music didn't die. Cause Buddy Holly lives every time we go rock and roll. Just you know why you and I will by and by know through the way. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry. It is a good song, and Jay, I wrote it, and we like to do it, so, Jay, I...
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel so without Peggy. My Peggy Sue, thank you.
day I went with Buddy Holly one afternoon and they saw a John Wayne movie. Sure wish I'd gone to that movie with them. Anyway, this is the song that sort of kicked it all off. I'm not scratching any arse, I'm just looking for my cape. Anyway, we'd like for y'all to sing along if you know the words to this, and if you don't, well, I suppose it's all right to dance in the house. I'm not the final authority, but it's certainly all right with us. So join in and sing if you want to. We'd love to have you. It goes like this.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye.
Hello, thank you for being with you. Raise your arms.
We had to do that. We had to. I make my own tapes for y'all to listen to during intermissions and pre-shows. We had to make a love song in there because it was a very funny story. When we started preparing to make this anniversary album, Blue Roses from the Moons, initially Nick Lowe was going to produce the record, and he got involved in making his own record, and so the time benefits just didn't fit together. And so Don Gaiman, of course, produced the record with us, and it's all live, very few overdubs, and Nick would have done it the same way, I'm sure. But it was very funny because at the time when we were discussing this record, my secretary had said, Nick called and gave me a phone number to return his call. And I looked at the number and I thought it looked a little bit peculiar. But I dialed it anyway. It was a London number. And, I called this number and I said, this is Nancy Griffith. I'm returning Nick Lowe's call. And she said, really? and then it went through several minutes of, is this really Nancy Griffith? And I said, yeah, does anybody else talk this way? But it was very humorous because then she went through a whole soliloquy of, why would you think that Nick Lowe would be in my house? At any rate, if you're here, dear, I'm glad you told me I had made your day. Well, you made my day very confusing, but it all sorted out at the end of it. We're going to open up this set in somewhat of a sober way, and with a song that I never thought I would be performing live, but because of the letters and the cards that we've received, and because of my website and all of the people that have written in, and the song meant so much to them from the new album, I think one of my finest pieces of work, but I never thought I would be playing it. When I was a young girl, I had a best friend by the name of Mary Margaret, who my song gives me the name. It was another one that we were known by the Carmelite nuns who taught us in her school as the fearsome threesome. The only reason we got away with a lot of things was because we could play instruments and we could play for mass. And for those of you who are not familiar with what the Carmelite order is, it is the oldest order in the Catholic Church. And as Sonny said earlier, Hollywood has a way of depicting things that are not particularly right. They are brilliant and colorful. And Teresa Paulson and Mary Margaret and myself were truly terrorists upon those poor women who gone by work. But at any rate, Hollywood depicted them in the movies Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. And believe me, those women are not that buoyant. But I grew up to, I was a late bloomer, and Mary Margaret and Teresa, whose patron saint, of course, was St. Teresa of Avila, which is the patron saint of the Carmelite order. Teresa grew up to be a lawyer, a magistrate, and later on, at a very young age, a federal judge in America who protected the rights of children and protected the law of Roe v. Wade, which in America protects a woman's right to choose. And for reasons of her own, she took her own life on September 22nd, this last fall, and her families were all very close. It devastated all of us. There was a lot of guilt, of course, because we did grow up that way. For all of you that have written cards and letters to us, I've never written anything that received so much mail in my life. There is nothing you could have said. There is nothing you could have done. See Jesus. The picture child's cool. The way that it reads. Did angels lose? And did you kiss her and took her soul back unto you? Peaches, honey. Help me in the stillness, tell me things I need to know. See to be so. She was a sister of ours. You're gone now, dear. To our lady, Kate and John. And
was lucky it took him till he was almost 50 to find a woman to put up with him to have his dream come true to have a yard for the youngins. And then they all gave him once, but in a year he had two. And, so we know he's at home now running around in the yard with his youngins. And we hope he'll join in, sing along on this new song that we recorded for our Other Voices, Other Roads songwriters tribute album. We send it out to all of y'all. Sing it to your first date, sing it to your last date, sing it to your spouse. Because we all know now that John Prine will never know the speed of the sound of loneliness again.
voices over the years. I'm amazed when I come here now and see the difference, and everyone seems fresh and ready for something new. And in the words of Dr. Martin Luther King, love one another, it works. Our children are the next of us. They should have the best of us. And to Tony Blair, have a great time.
Hey, you boys and our children.
Someone asked for Love at the Five and Dime because we hadn't been playing it. And Philip thought that the woman had said, "Let me buy you a pint." It went on from there, believe me. This song is from a new album, and it was inspired by when we were on our last tour over here. We were in Cambridge, and I'd gone to do my laundry on my own now. Because over the years, I learned that I don't want to go with these guys to do my laundry, because they'll find a pub a couple blocks away, and it'll end up being me. Yeah, and it'll end up being me plugging the coins into the dryer and folding the clothes. And about 6 years ago, I got over the flattery of, "Oh, but Nancy, you fold them so much better than me." But I had done my laundry, and it was an autumn day, and it was getting on in the afternoon, and the light was totally orange and beautiful, and I sat down in the cab stand to wait for a cab. I called, and this older couple came and sat next to me. And mind you, I've still got grandmothers, one 101, the other one 98, and so I'm not very good at judging people's age, but they looked like they were in their late 70s and had obviously spent their whole lives together. And they sat down in the cab stand next to me, and the wife said to the husband, she said, "Oh, my dear, the summer is gone and the light has changed." And the husband reached over and took her hand and he said, "But, my dear, we've had the best light of our days." And I thought that was just the most endearing comment I have ever heard in my life. And I went back to the hotel and wrote this song, and that couple remains anonymous. I never, they didn't keep me from getting in the wrong cab, but they just what they felt for one another. They may argue every day of the week and may have all of their lives, but I know that that fellow folded his own laundry, and he also got breakfast in bed for the next few weeks after that. And for that one moment, they were two for the road.
Thank you.
East Satterfield was out of town, so Leanne Etheridge came in and sang the harmony vocals on it. And so you don't have to fill that box of blouse on this, it's all yours. It's been great fun having a couple on the road. We've never had that, the Blue Moon Orchestra. I know one night in Belfast she tried to lock him out of the room, but he had a key. Plus he's from Hamilton, she's from North Carolina, so I'm sure every morning there's like, what are we going to have for breakfast?
Beans on toast or ham and country and grits? Grits and red eye bags.
Is tossing
or marmite.
Well, it's been very entertaining, believe me, for all of us in the Blue Moon Orchestra to watch them and relate to each other. They've never been on the road together. And, you know, as Johnny Cash says, that Chickie and June, the only way they survived all these years was getting separate hotels. But it's been very fun to you that Clark song, She Going Nowhere. She'll be here in love.
The song was written by a gentleman that my father took me to hear when I was 14 years old. And he was a dear friend to me in my adult life, and also Guy Clark's best friend, and Guy, of course, wrote the last song we just played. And since I was 14 years old, I've been singing this song every night, whether it be on a stage or whether my head is on a pillow. I sing it to myself. It's my way of counting sheep and giving blessings. When my father took me to hear this songwriter, he said, "This is the greatest songwriter that our native state of Texas in folk song ever gave birth to." And that's only because Woody Guthrie was actually born in Oklahoma. Got to the show, heard the show, and then he sang this song he had just written. And it's all about a woman named Caroline, and my middle name is Caroline. And so I sat up and I paid attention. And this song has saved me from myself throughout my life. And it's not just about Carolines. It's about your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, for all of us. And for the gentleman who wrote the song, he passed on in January, I think actually New Year's Day, in the arms of his children and Guy Clark, his oldest and dearest friend. And he was one of not just Texas's greatest songwriters, but I think of one of America's greatest contributions to music since Stephen Foster. I send this out in his name and to him, to Townsend's head, to Cozy. last song I ever wrote. It wrote itself. I think it was intended for somebody else, and I caught it as it flew by. Wouldn't it be fun?
Did you see my eyes?
when are you going to finish that? And I said, well, I guess when it's time and I've had to move along in life and to finish this song. And I'm not supposed to choose favorites, but this is my last world tour, so I would go ahead and say this is my favorite from the new album. And I guess I had to know that Sonny Curtis was going to come in and sing those beautiful harmonies on this song, and that Doug Lansing was going to play the most beautiful guitar solo I'd ever heard in my life. Not my life. Over the years that they recorded. next song was one of hers. She teaches school now in Mississippi and is not playing music anymore. And this was one of her songs that I just felt like, man, it just should be out there. Not only that, but I just feel exactly the way she felt the day she wrote it. Susie Elkins, Morning Train.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can we take it back to the core in the very beginning of the Lulu Orchestra? The song that you recorded in 1984, and the song that we play with a lot of symphonies now, and it always gets requested by the conductor of the symphony to play this particular song. This man over here played such an extraordinary guitar that it got dubbed the Seagull Guitar and has been known for ever since. And to all of you, to all the conductors, to the Wing and Wheel.
Streets in the jungles of old San Jose.
Jane.